And Matt Mayer is here from Weld Riley Attorneys with an office right here in Tomahawk. And good morning once again, Matt.
Good morning, Jeff.
We're going to talk about some legal stuff here. But first of all, just a little background, what we were talking about before I turned the microphones on here. My boss sent me an email a couple weeks back and says, Jeff, if there's anything that you can think of that you'd like to talk about with the Weld Riley Attorneys, I'd like some ideas. And I thought to myself, okay, ideas on talking about legal matters with a real attorney. I've been struggling with that, Matt, because generally speaking in my life, I've tried to avoid attorneys like the plague. I think that
everyone tries to avoid us, Jeff, just so you understand. I get that.
So don't get, it's nothing personal.
Understood.
Generally speaking, I think a lot of us think if we need an attorney in our life, we've either done something wrong or somebody else thinks we've done something wrong. And so now we're going to, and so it can create stress. And so the farther I can stay away from attorneys, I think I'm doing okay.
And Jeff, a lot of what we do is exactly that. Unfortunately, most of the people I deal with have a problem. I mean, they're not in, as I mentioned to you. It's not because they won the lottery and they need help how they're going to set their money up.
I'd love to call you someday and tell me how I can get through with all these billions of dollars.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you're right. A lot of times we talk to attorneys because something's gone wrong. But like we were going to talk today, wills and some different things are really some planning. How do you avoid those situations? How do we avoid getting attorneys involved? What can you do ahead of time to prevent that? And some people can figure it out. The internet's got a lot of information. Some of it's right. Some of it's not so right. I would never recommend using the internet as your primary legal source. I wouldn't use AI. I find that to be a little bit, sometimes
sketchy.
A little sketchy.
Yeah.
You know, I've checked it sometimes, and I look at some stuff in AI and go, wow, that's not even close to being accurate.
Huh.
So sometimes just talking to an attorney really gives you some ideas about how to avoid things.
So for people that have had that intimidation factor, so to speak, or just the avoidance factor, how do you like to deal with folks like that? Because some they may not tell you right off the bat, Matt, I'm here to talk to you. I'd rather not be here talking to you. I'm just curious, how do you deal with folks like me?
Well, you know, hopefully you call in. Yeah. I know when you usually it's going to be a phone call. Or you're going to walk into the office and you're coming in. And I guess not a lot of people just stop in to see an attorney like we're in. So when you come in to see us, I know something's going on. And usually the question is going to be, what can I do to help you? What question do you have here? And then you just kind of tell it. And a lot of times you ask a lot more questions because what you think is the problem, we need to narrow it down and figure out exactly what we can or can't do to assist you. So we have to talk, and that's why I've talked to you before. Just give us a call.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in my office usually 5 days a week. You know, some days I take off, but I get a message, I call people back. What can we do? And a lot of times I get a phone call and people talk to me, and I have to say, you know what, that's not my area of expertise, but I have a partner. Let me get you an appointment with them, or let me call you back and get you an answer what we can do for you. So a lot of times just giving us a call and just begin the process of what we're doing. We're here in Tomahawk. We have staff. That number, you know, call us, 715-224-3411. Give us a call. Say, hey, I don't know if I need an attorney, but here's what's going on. And we're going to give you a straight-up answer.
So many good things come out of conversations, which is why I'm glad you guys keep coming back. And here a couple of my observations from my conversations with Weld Riley attorneys so far. You guys are all approachable. You're not intimidating at all to me. And so that means you're probably not going to be intimidating to anybody. I'm getting a real sense that you guys are here in town for a reason. And you're doing business for a reason as well. I get this overwhelming thing that you guys really are interested in helping us. And sometimes people... I think the media in general does a bad job portraying lawyers. I mean, we see all the horror stories on TV and stuff like that. But in general, I think you guys are just fantastic human beings, easy to talk to. And I think your hearts are in the right place from everything I've learned so far.
Well, I sure hope so, Jeff. I've been practicing now for 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I'm a successful lawyer, and I've made it very successful because of people. And my philosophy and the attorneys that work for me and my partners, we recognize we depend on it, whether it's the people of Tomahawk or whatever community we're in, they give us a lot of benefits, so we like to give it back. And a lot of times that's just asking questions. There's a lot of work we do that we don't get paid for while we're just helping out. I mean, there's a lot of advice. I talk to multiple people a week that are never going to hire me, but they just have a question, and here, you can do this or try this. Try this, and then let me know. If it doesn't work, we'll figure it out. And we just try to give a sensible approach because, you know, I understand everybody thinks if I call an attorney, there's a little meter on the phone and the bill, and it's ticking and there's a bill coming. Weld Riley doesn't operate that way. We're going to find out what the problem is. We're going to have a discussion with you. Here's what we can do. Here's what the what it's going to cost. And then you get to make a decision. And hopefully along the way, it's an educated decision.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, don't trust social media. And Matt's putting the invitation out there. You got a legal question, call them and let them help you.
Right.
Bottom line.
And sometimes, Jeff, the answer is we can't help you.
Right.
But we at least try.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what counts, is giving it a try. So, again, you can reach Weld Riley Attorneys, email, telephone, website, weldriley.com. If you want to get some background, that's a good way. Or just place that phone call. Say, you know what, I've heard Matt talking on the radio, and I think I have some questions. Just call, go from there.
Yeah, you get your answer. You're going to talk to one of our really extremely talented paralegals or an attorney. When you talk to someone that's going to be there, we're going to get you to someone that can help assess your situation and give you some ideas of where you can or can't go.
Good. And you guys have told us, too, that you live the same life that we live up here. You like all the same things that we like up here. You're here in Tomahawk for a reason, the same reason a lot of us are here.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm different. I mean, I just, when I come to Tomahawk, I look around, you see me in studio, I don't think you look at me and go, wow, that guy doesn't.
Yeah. One of the guys.
He stands out. You know, I don't come in and I don't have a tuxedo on or anything. I think we're just normal people.
Yeah, somebody we can sit down and have a beer with.
Exactly.
Well, Matt, I'm glad that you're here this morning, and I'm glad to get this feedback from you, because I want you to be as approachable to other people as I find you all to be so approachable as well. And that being said, we also want to help people through this radio spot here, too. We're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to put this out there. You said that you'd be happy to answer questions here on the radio as well, but we're not going to do it live or anything right. like that. So what we want to do is get good information to people. So if you can't find the time for whatever reason to get to a Weld Riley office or pick up the phone, send us an email. If you think you have a question for one of the attorneys, send us that question here to our email address, and we'll make sure it gets into your hands, and we'll answer these questions on the air.
That's correct. Next month, with all their questions, we'll try to give you an answer. Hopefully, usually if you have a question someone else does, we'd be happy to try to say, here's what you can do legally or here's what you can't, and let you decide if you need an attorney involved or not.
And you're going to decide. Sometimes there may be it's a small town, so you right. may get a question from somebody, and you may have that case or representing the other side. And so there's going to ethics will be followed to the utmost.
This, I mean, obviously, I'm not hoping you're not going to tell us their name and address and date of birth,
right.
but just a general question. There's a lot of ways to ask a general question and give an answer that at least gets you pointed in the right direction.
So I was outside in the yard, and I was doing some yard work. And while doing some yard work, my neighbor, who has a very large tree right on the border of our property, a branch fell out of there, hit me on the head, and I'm in the emergency room now. Stuff like that. Just everyday life stuff that comes
up. Who's responsible for that tree? What injuries do you have?
Yeah.
What insurance coverages are available? Are all answers to questions we at Weld Riley can answer.
Good.
And it's a lot of times it's just getting that information. I don't know how many people call up and say, well, you know, you have on your homeowner's policy MedPay coverage. You could turn that bill into your insurance company and they'll pay the bill. And people, I didn't think about. You're right. But that's just not the world most people walk in. We can offer help that way.
I'm going to change my attitude about attorneys in general, and I'm going to see you more as friends, people that are problem solvers who are going to be on my side if I need it.
Well, we like to say we like to be a partnership with our clients, that it's, you know, we're going to stand right there with you and try to help you get through whatever the issue is or what problems you have, whether it's a business transaction or an injury case or a divorce, we're working with you. Our job as attorneys is to give our clients the advice, how they make their decisions, not to make their decisions, but to give them the legal background information so they can make a good decision that's best for them.
Good. Good information or good decisions come from good information first. And so Weld Riley Attorneys are here to make that happen. So for next month's show, anybody that's listening now or tell your friends if you got a legal question, send that question to us here at WJJQ to our email address, WJJQ@WJJQ.com. We'll gather up all the questions that come in. We'll make sure you guys get them a couple days in advance before you come in to answer the questions here on the radio. And hopefully we get a bunch and we can get some folks helped.
That'd be great, Jeff. We'd love to do that.
Good deal. So with that in mind, let's move forward with today's topic. Some of the notes that I got here this morning. First of all, protecting your adult children with powers of attorney, health care power of attorney, and HIPAA releases. So, Matt, let's break that down one thing at a time. Protecting your adult kids with power of attorney.
Well, what a lot of people don't, you take care of your children, right? And suddenly they hit that magical age of 18. In the law, now they're an adult.
Yep.
You've all heard HIPAA. So that child gets in a tragic accident, they're in the hospital, and now they're going to tell you, we can't tell you because it's HIPAA. Mm-hmm. And that child, who you know you're the only person responsible, how do you take care of them? A lot of people think about it. But you can do a couple tools to have them sign though as they go away to college. A power of attorney lets you kind of act for your child, you know, manage their affairs or something. A health care power of attorney. If a person is disabled, an adult is disabled, and a doctor says they've suffered, you know, they're not able to make their own decisions, the health care power of attorney becomes activated, and then the elected agent can make health care decisions about that child. We also like to recommend a HIPAA release, that if you go to a hospital and you got an 18-year-old and they're maybe gone to college and now they say, we're not telling you anything, HIPAA, I have a HIPAA release. Okay, now they tell you the information. And it's that magic date, right? From a parent's perspective, it doesn't change when they're 17 years and 364 days to that 360. It doesn't change. But in the eyes of some organizations, medical providers and things like that, it does. Nobody wants to think about that, but it's a tool that's available if you want to protect it and make sure. It's a good way to make sure your kids are covered, especially in those early years. Hopefully it's never necessary. But in my business, as we mentioned, you see tragedy. Yeah. And suddenly, because if they don't have it, now you have to go to court to get a guardianship to make those decisions because there's no authorization for that. And those kind of forms do that.
Let's talk about the process if a parent has kids going away to college right now. Maybe they've been in college for a few years. Maybe it's a first-time situation sending the kids off to college. What's the process to make sure that the parents will be protected so they can make decisions if their adult kids can't? What's the process?
You need to get the forms, which is a power of attorney, a power of attorney for health care, which are two different documents, and then also a HIPAA release. If you call Weld Riley, if you give us the names and addresses and who's the name, we can draft them up. You stop in the office, we're going to sign it. We charge a pretty low rate for that.
So a parent can do that on behalf of the kid, or does the adult kid have to initiate that because they're adults now?
Well, the adult child has to sign it.
Okay.
But, I mean, the parent can call up and get the forms. It doesn't become active till it's signed.
Okay.
But, you know, they just have to be signed and notarized. So if you call Weld Riley, we can draft the documents up. You stop in, we have a notary. It gets all signed up, and then it's all there. And hopefully it's just a document that sits there that's never used. But in the event it is, it makes life a lot simpler.
So a scenario, the adult child is away at college. They get in a vehicle with somebody. The vehicle gets in an accident, and that adult child is injured. The parent has no way to that injured child is going to have to make the contact to the parents because the parents aren't going to be able to do it because that kid's an adult now. Is that
18,
about accurate?
They're 18 years old, correct.
Okay, yeah.
And now you go to, and tell me what that patient, if you've been to the hospital lately and go and ask them a patient, they don't want to tell you, half the time they won't even tell you the patient's name.
Right.
It's your son or daughter, but they're not going to disclose. At least if you have those releases now, you can immediately care for your child and make those decisions.
So, but that, you started to mention, I think I cut you off, I apologize, but there is a fee that goes along with this service.
Well, it is. It's relatively low.
Okay,
I mean, that's... You know, I think it's a couple $100s. It's not that much. And, you know, I know we talked about it, but give us a call. We can talk it over with you and explain it. It's not a very time intensive process. I mean, we can get it done relatively quickly, especially as we approach college time here. You know, we want to work with parents. We understand the risks that are out there. And unfortunately, we see those risks. We just want to give everybody, you know, if somebody wants to do that, it gives them some protection.
And once somebody does this, how long is this protection good for? Does this last forever until the kid signs off? How long does this last?
Once those documents are signed, they last forever.
Okay.
And that kind of, if we could transition, Jeff, for a moment.
Yeah.
As you sign those powers of attorney in those documents, it is important to kind of remember that, all right? One problem we see is people sign some forms. The other things they sign are beneficiary designations. Maybe you signed your... first beneficiary designation when you got your job before you were married, and maybe you named your parents or someone else. Now you're married. People have to remember to go back and check those whether it's a beneficiary designation or life insurance, because those, they're binding. They don't run out after a year. Once they're signed, they stay in existence until you change them. And we've had a number of cases involving, you know, even divorce cases where there's been divorce, but the people did not go back to their employers and change beneficiary designations, and all of a sudden something happens.
Yeah.
And their ex-wife is getting the beneficiary. And they're like, that's not, you know, the family's like, that's not what he wanted. True. But he wanted it when he signed it, and he never changed it. So I would caution everybody on something, you know, make sure you know what your designations are. If you have a power of attorney and you don't like it, well, then make sure you withdraw it. And a lot of times if you come to us, we can talk about that. We can give you a letter. We can talk about how those are handled and withdrawn to make sure you're protected.
To turn the spectrum around the other way, instead of adults wanting to have power of attorney for their adult children, they're often having to make decisions for their aging parents. I would assume the process is the same way if you want to get the ball rolling on that, whether it's for kids going to college or taking care of aging parents. All this is just a couple $100 and a couple signatures from being legal.
Power of attorneys are good for any one of us walking around is, you know, if you have a tragedy, suddenly you can't take care of your own affairs, whether it's medical or whatever, you can't do it. If you don't have a power of attorney that you signed when you were competent, then you have to go to court and have a court appoint a guardian. You have to be declared incompetent. We need two medical opinions. We have to go to court and do those things. If you have a power of attorney, whether you're an 18-year-old or a 42-year-old healthy male or an older person, as long as you sign that power of attorney, you designate who takes care of your affairs and how they do that. The healthcare power of attorney allows you to elect if something happens that you're not capable of making your own decision. Lets you designate who is your agent that will make your decisions when that doesn't happen. If not, you have to go to the court and get a guardianship. And unfortunately, Wausau Hospital, for instance, Spirus, they have attorneys that go to court all the time for people who are in the hospital that don't have that paperwork, and they have to go to court and get a guardianship to let those people make decisions. It's just a step that if you reach out ahead of time, when a problem like that strikes, you really don't want to talk to attorneys then.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Jeff, we talked to a lot of families in that situation, which it would have been nicer to have a conversation before we got to we're in crisis now.
I hope that this conversation, Matt, piques some people's curiosity and gets them thinking about this because it's sometimes this kind of thing, Matt, tell you that, well, I can do this tomorrow. I got all kinds of stuff to do. Look at the size of my honey-do list here today. I can get to this down the road. Putting things off just gets easier and easier, and then all of a sudden there you are in a situation where, gosh, I wish I wouldn't have put this off.
And Jeff, everybody does it. And if we help one person today, that's great. It's one of those, hopefully no one ever needs it. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I always see the people who need it. And it's sad when you're there. I mean, when their spouse or their parents are in the hospital and they can't make decisions and we're running to court and we're trying to get a temporary guardianship and a permanent guardianship. It's just more stress. Rather than being at the hospital, spending time with your loved one and taking care of them, we're talking to an attorney and going to a court. And I like to think we're really nice, sympathetic guys, but I'm really not a counselor. I don't know that would be my main suit in life if I had to do it, so to speak.
Well, obviously, you're good at what you do as an attorney, Matt, and you've been successful doing this for an awful long time. And so I just hope that the people listening now will take the next step and say, you know what, Jeff says they're pretty good guys. I think I'm going to take Jeff's word for it and just give these guys a call and start a conversation. So many good things happen when you start a conversation with somebody.
Yeah, I mean, if everything is perfect, you're right. You don't need an attorney.
Right.
Unfortunately, I think most people know that that's not a realistic expectation, Jeff.
Yeah.
And there's some little things you can do, I mean, to help you get through. And there's so many different avenues out there that by talking to an attorney, you lay out the best plan. What, you know, do you need a will? Or could you do a transfer on death on your real estate or payable on death on your accounts? There's a bunch of different steps that attorneys have gone through and can lay out the different options that people can make. So when those times come, life is just simpler.
Yeah. To bring our conversation full circle, the way I started this off, I was thinking more of attorneys as adversaries. I see you now as advocates. That is really the way we should look at you guys. And generally speaking, attorneys are advocates and gone to school for a long time, practiced their profession for a long time to help us. And so you just got to ask for the help.
Jeff, we're here every day. we work, you know, I've got, you know, we've got 25 partners that I work with every day, and other staff and paralegals that are just terrific people. Our whole goal is to work with people and help them. And I know, I understand people don't want to pick up the phone, and I appreciate, I like my money in my pocket more than I like it in anybody else's pocket. But give us a chance. Call up, ask that question. And a lot of times, there's times we can't help, or the suggestion is very simple. Hey, go do this. Sometimes you need an attorney. We're going to give you the information so an educated decision can be made. And we're working for the client. Like I said, it's not my job to make your decision. It's my job to make you get the information so you make the best possible decision for yourself.
To talk to a Weld Riley attorney here in Tomahawk, Matt, what's the best way to do that?
Call us at 715-224-3411. You can reach us at our email, weldriley.com. We monitor that regularly. We'll respond to you. Giving us a call to that number, you're going to be answered. I can tell you it's going to go right to a highly respected paralegal or attorneys, and they'll be on the phone, and we'll get you to the right people.
If you have any questions that you want to have answered on the air, send us that question to WJJQ at WJJQ.com, and we'll do our best to make sure those questions get answered. And so, Matt Mayer with Weld Riley, really appreciate your time here. Matt, I think that you're helping a lot of us to have a different view of attorneys and what you do, and the fact that you're here to be an advocate for us and not an adversary, I think that's one good thought we can leave with today.
Thank you, Jeff. We want to help you.
Thank you very much. Matt Mayer, attorney with Weld Riley's here in Tomahawk. So, yeah, check out weldriley.com, get a little background there, and then make that phone call. Might be one of the best phone calls you ever make.